Well, first of all, I was instantly attracted to him, which means he's definitely unavailable.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
When you swipe to the right, like I do, and like I was taught by my ex-girlfriend, when you swipe to the right, you do it with a $100 bill every time. Mm-hmm. And then you let whoever's to the right of you take that $100 bill, which was usually my ex-girlfriend. And when I ran out of $100 bills, she dumped me.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to Club Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and club sex kitten, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Grizzer.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe.
I love that. Yeah. That's one of my faves.
That's one of my favorites. Especially when you're, you know, outside a funeral and basically and people are making that noise.
I want that at my funeral. Make it noted.
Oh, dude, you're gonna have a party.
Oh,
you are
gonna
have a party, and I'm gonna make sure of it.
Bottles
popping. Everybody else's wishes, I'll probably just be like,
"Yes,
she's
dude.
Dead."
Let's celebrate her life.
Drop the coffin. Drop her into the grave.
Drop the beat.
I'm going to bury you with two happy smiley pills or whatever they call them. Happy face ecstasies. The chocolate chips, if you will.
No.
The chocolate chips were all the rage when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they have all, it's all synthetic.
We had
you make
the shamrocks.
You had the shamrocks? I had the shamrock a couple times, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a feeling they made their way around. Yeah. They came from the Netherlands or something, and they made their way around the same circles. But we had the chocolate chips, and the reason why they were chocolate chips is they actually look like a cookie with little chocolate chips. And the chocolate, supposedly, was heroin,
oh.
Right? And then, because I think, I'm not a chemist. There's that guy on Vice who could maybe help us with this question.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? What's his name?
Yes, yeah, okay. The Pharmacia guy.
Yeah, the Pharmacia guy. I think that the MDMA now is like purely chemical. It's made in a lab, basically.
Wasn't it always?
No. Well, ecstasy originally, I think, was like a speedball mixed together in pill format.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of up, a little bit of down, a little bit of all around, and then you have a good time.
A little ooey gooey.
Yeah, a little ooey gooey, a little sticky wicky. You know, nothing like taking a heroin on a Saturday afternoon to make your parents feel great about your trajectory in life. But I believe that they would actually just kind of put a speedball together, and I think I'm old enough that I caught the last of that
wave.
Real ecstasy that was going on. But I could be completely wrong, just making this all up, and the chocolate chips were in fact chocolate chips, and I was just...
Well, now they're doing... I mean, now there's medical grade.
MDMA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's certainly made in a lab. They're not like speedballing that all together.
No, it's
yeah, for
made
sure.
By chemists.
Yeah, you know, I had my moment with ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
I did a few pills. I remember being in that closet of mine, upstairs in that big old house, and in that closet was my Dick Tracy collection. So... I was high on ecstasy, and I was rooting around my Dick Tracy collection of tickets. I love you. You're going to be worth
millions.
Who needs these U.S. bonds my grandma bought me in 1970-whatever that are now worth $3,000? I could keep maturing these, or I could cash it in and buy more Dick Tracy collectibles. Dick Tracy to beat the market.
Oh, my God.
Charles Schwab says bye on Dick Tracy. Such a
Market Watch.
Market Watch. Stock Twit. Stock Twit says Dick Tracy's a buy. Bearish, bullish on Dick Tracy. Oh, my
Who's
God.
Who's the guy that does the...
Kramer.
Yes, yeah. Kramer.
Get out of bar now! Dick Tracy! The seminal movie of the 1990s. With the
collect them all.
Collect them all. Any movie that had a McDonald's Happy Meal is bound to go up in value. I think that's the only revenue that Dick Tracy made was through McDonald's collectibles.
I think so, too.
Because I liked the movie, but I don't know why I got so into it. I had watches. I had tickets. I would keep the ticket stubs. I saw the movie like three times. I kept the ticket stubs. I asked the movie people for the poster. I got the poster. I got cards, collectibles, all kinds of shit. I had a closet full of Dick Tracy stuff, and I will never forget being kind of wasted and being up in that closet and like rearranging the stuff in the middle of the closet.
Well,
like,
you know what? Here's a thought, and I don't mean to make you feel bad on this because you don't, you no longer own the Dick Tracy stuff, but everything 90s is in hot demand
now. Don't
tell
me. Don't tell me. Don't remind me that one of these days I'm going to come on and I'm going to look at a newspaper article that says that Dick Tracy collectible cards are now trading like those fucking Pokemons, and all of a sudden I'm a millionaire in my head. I was a millionaire one time in my closet. High on ecstasy, chocolate chip. Well, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be. I don't know what happened to the Dick Tracy stuff, but it's
money
gone.
Money flows, money comes, money flows.
Money's like water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, the more you try and hold on to it, you the more can't. You lose it, unless you're rich and they seem to have the opposite philosophy. So, I don't know. Whatever you're into. I'm reading an article.
Buy land. They're not making more of it.
They're not making more of it. That's what that's what my dad says. But there's so much land.
I think that's a Mark Twain quote.
Of course it is. There's so, because Mark Twain says everything's smart. I can't be a fucking Mark Twain for once in my life. I can't do something forward thinking for once in my life. I'm always stuck with these hodgepodge crazy ideas that never pan out. Like the commercial break.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're doing all right for ourselves. I think we've paid off the mouse that I got for the keyboard on the computer.
Right.
There is a guy that was a hoarder. You ever seen that hoarder show? God, Extreme, yes. Hoarders? Isn't that sad?
It is. It makes me stressed.
It does make me stressed too.
I'm an organized person. I mean, I'm not OCD organized, but I thoroughly enjoy it. I like to get into someplace and figure it all out. It's like, I like puzzles in my head.
Yeah.
So
you like
Tetris.
Cleaning Tetris.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love it. I love loading the dishwasher.
Oh.
The optimal way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like doing
all
that.
My wife's into that. Yeah.
I like doing all that kind of stuff. And so I feel like it's a stress releaser.
My dad was into that.
But when I see the unorganized stuff, it's a stress producer.
It is a stress producer for me, too. But I just remind myself that, like, hey, at least I'm not that bad. When, like, the house gets a little bit dirty and then I catch an Extreme Hoarders on the television somewhere, I'm like, well, at least I'm not that shithead. At least I'm not buried in my own filth.
Yeah, it is sad because who's checking them? Who's going to check
well,
you,
that's,
boo?
Well, that's who's going to check you, boo?
Who's going to check my
bed? Bad back. Whatever. Whatever that is. Bad back. I suspect there's, with most of these people, there's high levels of anxiety going on, and this makes them feel better. I mean, I watched a couple episodes of that Extreme Hoarders, and what it seems to me is like most of these people are somewhat lonely, mm-hmm. and they have extreme levels of anxiety that can only be, and all of that anxiety gets attachment to certain items, mm-hmm. and they think if those items aren't with them, that something bad is going to happen or something wrong, or they could use it in the future. They just get attached to the idea that anything could be used for anything. But you look at some of those Extreme Hoarders, and it is a dire situation.
No, it is. Like, they can't use the bathrooms.
No.
They can't sleep in their beds.
Nope. They can't use their kitchen.
Yeah. Nope. Everything.
Like, there was one episode where even the exterminators, the professional commercial grade exterminators that came in, said they have never seen a roach nest like this person's house. And Chrissy, I had to turn the channel.
God, the roaches.
Let me tell you a story about roaches while we're on this. And then I want to get to the actual story. Well, let me tell you about this. So I am with my son, and he wants to turn on the television. It's April 1st. And he wants to turn on the television because there's a movie he wants to watch, the SpongeBob movie or the Minions movie or something.
Classics.
Yeah, lovely movie. I can watch one of those, either of those, all day long. The big screen TV I have in my room is like 100 inches or whatever it is. It's one of those big, big, big ones. And so I turn it on, the movie comes on, and then all of a sudden there's a roach crawling across the screen. And I'm not talking like a small roach, a big roach.
The palmetto bug.
The palmetto bug, quote unquote. It's a fucking roach.
It is a roach.
And
it's
the worst
roach.
Kind of roaches. Actually, it's the best kind of roaches you want to have
it
in
is,
your house.
Because the small roaches are the kind you really
don't want.
Yeah,
the small roaches
want.
You can never get rid of. The big roaches are just made their way inside somehow.
Yeah.
And they also eat.
But they're the scariest.
I know. And they can like squish their bodies down to like get through.
And if
like,
you squish them, if you kill them, it's a loud crunch.
Yeah. So I am freaking out. I'm staring at the TV. I'm trying not to alert Matthias to the fact that there's a huge bug on the TV. And so I grab my flip-flop from in the closet. I run into the closet. I grab the flip-flop, hoping that that it doesn't scurry somewhere else.
Right.
I didn't want to scare
in the
it
meantime.
Away. Yeah. And I figure, I don't
when
care.
You return
if
it, and it's gone.
That's the worst because now I can't sleep.
No.
Now I need to find the roach before I go to sleep, but I really don't want to find the roach because I don't like the roach. I would rather the roach just go back
just
to
go
where
out,
it came
go
from.
Go back outside.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because, you know, they're there to eat my food and drink my water and piss in my kids' Cheerios. So I'm like, I don't care. The TV's hung pretty sturdily on the wall. I don't care if I get a little crack in it. That roach is huge and it's going to die. So I turn the corner. I come out of the bathroom. My closet is on the opposite. Like, you have to go through the bathroom to get to the walk-in closet. And so I turn the corner around the bathroom and it's still there. And I fling the shoe. And I almost hit it directly where it's supposed to be. And it doesn't move. It's just got its little antennas going like this. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Still on the TV?
Still on the TV. And I was like, this is insane. I just hit you almost directly and you're standing where exactly where you were. No damage whatsoever. So then I go to pick up the shoe to do it again. I'm like slowly walking over, creeping. As I go to pick up the shoe, now I can see up toward, now I'm really close to the television. I can see up toward the television. There's nothing sticking out of the television. It is fucking Nickelodeon doing an April Fool's joke. And they have put a picture of a 3D roach on top of the movie. Everybody is seeing the same thing. Televisions across the United States are flying off the walls. People are dying because televisions are crushing their children. This is the worst possible April Fool's joke that Nickelodeon could play. And they're playing it. And it fucking worked. I mean, I realize I don't have great eyesight. But with my glasses, I can see pretty good.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it looks so real. I had to do like three.
That is a dirty joke.
I had to go put my hand on the TV to make sure that what I was seeing was not real. Crazy. What the fuck?
Wow, that's a dirty joke.
It's a horrible, horrible joke. People and their jiggity jokies. So.
My mom did a joke one time where she put her hand and then turned on the dishwasher or the disposal.
Yeah.
And then went, ah!
Oh, that's a terrible joke, too.
We're like, oh my God.
I have like a legitimate fear of my hand getting like chopped up in a dishwasher disposal. Every time I put my hand down there, I actually cut the power to it like at the breaker.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm like, I don't want anything to trigger this thing to go off because I don't want my mangled hand to come out of there squirting blood. And my kids are like, I just don't want it. No! Matthias, grab daddy's little thumb.
Stump.
Grab daddy's thumb out of the sink and come to the car quick.
Like the, what is it? It?
It. Cousin it? Yeah, the hand.
The hand, yeah.
Yeah, but if you got your hand stuck in one of those things, it wouldn't look like cousin it.
No, I know.
It would look horribly disturbing. The reason why I bring up Hoarders is because and my Dick Tracy collections, because I read this article and I think this is going to be me. But if I still had the stuff with me. Comic book hoarder's house buried in vintage collectibles is worth millions. What a marvelous home this guy has. Vintage comic books and figurines fill an abandoned house discovered by an urban explorer, Devin Dark, who suspects that the 80s and 90s merchandise is worth millions. You walk in and immediately you could see everything stockpiled right in front, Dark, who hails from Chicago, says. It's overwhelming. You just stand there and look at everything, not knowing what to do. Dark shared footage of the superhero fanatic Lair on TikTok last week, quickly collecting over 26,000 views. He posted a longer video on YouTube, but he didn't disclose the home's location. At times throughout the house, there were 2 feet of toys on the floor going right up to my knees. I was shocked. It's not like these things are junk. Everything in the house is engulfed in toys. So whatever the home used to be is no longer there. Devin, there were Star Wars figurines, Superman, Spider-Man, anything that comes to your mind when it comes to comic book superheroes or collectibles, the place had it all. There were too many items to estimate. It would be overwhelming to even guess a number at that point. So it's just mind blowing. I really wouldn't know how much all of it's worth. I just taking a guess that it's at least millions of dollars left behind. It clearly wasn't about the money for the previous resident. He just enjoyed the act of collecting. So this is my fear.
Well, who owned that place? Hold on. I need to know more.
They didn't
about
know.
This.
He didn't know. He's an urban explorer. So he was like going into empty. Yes, he's trespassing. He's stealing. Okay. He's a thief. Devin Dark. Devin Dark.
I know. It kind of seems porn starish.
It is. It's like a porn star superhero. Is that maybe this is that guy with the 10-foot dick that was talking about the Mets or the Yankees or whatever? Maybe he's also Devin Dark the Dick. Devin the Ding Dong Dick Dark. Devin the Ding Dong Dick Dark Dork, because now he's into collectibles. He was just walking through abandoned houses, sharing what he was finding. So I don't, you know, I think he probably took one or two of the toys. You had to have imagined.
Probably.
But I don't know what that happened. But this house was abandoned. It had been abandoned. It was no longer owned. It was abandoned. So now there's millions of dollars left in this house. Who gets it? Probably the person who foreclosed on the house, I would imagine.
Well, I was going to say whoever owned the property last, yeah, maybe.
But you know, maybe. Devin Ding Dong Dark Dark is going to go in there and he's going to take some of that stuff. And who could blame the guy? If it's not owned by actually anybody, who could blame the guy? But this is my biggest fear, is that one of these days, they're going to tear down that old house that I had, and what they're going to find behind the walls is a bunch of Dick Tracy stuff. Because I didn't tell you another little secret that we had at my house. Sometimes, we would poke holes in walls so that we could hide things back there.
Ooh.
Mainly weed. So, but what we figured out as non-construction-related children is that there are actually 2x4s that go vertically across the walls. So when you poke a hole and there's an empty space back there, let's say you poke that hole right at your eye level. When you poke that hole right at your eye level,
it falls down.
It falls all the way down.
Yeah,
but we didn't know that.
Didn't you guys ever play in like a construction houses?
We did, but I don't think we were smart. Okay. I think we were too high, basically, is what was going on. After the 6-foot graphics bong hits we were taking, I don't think any of us thought all that much. But my dad had like this little cutout where the water was in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
So he could punch it out and turn off the water in case of a water emergency. So we punched it out and we dropped weed down there. And I remember my brother doing it. I remember vividly seeing my brother dropping that down there and we could never retrieve it again.
Yeah, I'd be like, you could have done like a coat hanger maybe. And
we tried coat hanger the whole nine yards. So I think toward the end of the, like when my dad was selling the house, I think we actually started poking the bottom
just
of the
like
wall.
Rip that shit up.
Yeah, just to rip it up, but we still didn't find it. Somebody else found it. The mice.
It was your dad.
The roaches. The palmetto bugs got it. It was my dad. But I just fear that one of these days, just like you said, 90s comic book, colorful comic books are going to come back in style, and Dick Tracy is going to be at the top of the list of valuable things. Because no one cares about Dick Tracy. So there's probably one of those magazines left. I owned it and I gave it away to somebody because I'm a shithead like that.
I thought your mom got rid of the collection.
She did. I think she got rid of it when I left the house. Mm-hmm. She was cleaned out the room.
Yeah, she's like, this is
I think
crap.
One day she may have called me and asked, you know, hey, do you want any of this Dick Tracy stuff?
And who is this?
Yeah. And I'm like, who? Who are you? Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm great, Mom. I'm here under the porch. How are you doing?
Well, great. I'm glad you're doing well. I got a bunch of Dick Tracy stuff in your room, and I thought that I would send it to you. Where are you living?
Send it to the porch. Send it to 1234 Smith Lane. Apartment number porch.
Porch. P. That doesn't stand for penthouse. Yeah. Stands for porch.
Doesn't stand for pussy, mommy. Stands for porch. UP, under the porch. So, Mom, while I'm super happy to hear that you found my Dick Tracy collection, I just have a few fish to fry before I get back to get that Dick Tracy collection. Like, I might need a place to live. Could you arrange that for me? But no, Mommy didn't.
Mm-mm.
And that's why...
The little birdies have flown from the nest.
And that's why my therapist is getting so much money right now.
Exactly.
Is because of my unresolved abandonment
it's
issues.
It's all a circle,
it
you
is.
Know, with the economy.
Yeah. With the economy... It's a circle with
damage
my anxiety.
Damage your children, help the economy.
That's right. Damage your children, help the therapist.
Exactly. Help the therapy economy.
This has got to be one of the fastest growing industries. It must, with all that better help and all that shit. It's mm-hmm. got, and it seems like anybody.
It's Mental Health Month, too. So,
oh, is it?
Yep.
Well, let me share this with you about Mental
and
Health
I think
month.
This is fantastic, too.
I do.
That it's, all this is being brought to the
yes.
forefront because, I mean, it's not like this is new.
No.
It's been going on for.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah. And it's
people
worse now.
People have mental health issues, and they should be talked about.
It's worse now because we carry this human baggage around, the anxiety of just living as a human being in 2023.
Yes, true.
Right?
Yes.
We have the human baggage. Not even our own baggage, but the human baggage mm-hmm. of just kind of living on a ball spinning through space while everyone's playing shoot 'em up out there. And it's just like, it's terrible and it's horrible, and we're all stressed out and worried about the next election cycle and worried about the next economic cycle
and
climate change and all this other stuff. And... I will say this, in all seriousness, I've been going to therapy for a long time. a long time. I know it doesn't seem like
good
it
for you.
I know it doesn't seem like it, but this is progress. What you see here is actual progress. So you can imagine where I was 10 years ago.
I saw you 10 years ago. I know. So yes, I will attest this is progress.
Yeah, I think my cutting down from 18 Bud Lights a day to zero is yes. probably in the right direction. Yes. But I will say this, that therapy, everybody needs therapy.
Can benefit
Insurance
from it.
Insurance companies mm-hmm. should pay for it. It should be part of managing your health care. I think massages, chiropractic, therapy should all be included in insurance because these are things we need to help ourselves
yes,
feel better,
navigate the
feel
world.
Great, and just navigate the world. A third-party, impartial person to sit down and have a conversation with is more of a benefit than you could ever imagine. And you might not feel it that day, and you might not feel it that moment that it's happening, that you're having that weird conversation with your therapist, and you might take you a while to get to know your therapist or them to get to know you, but the truth is, you will eventually feel it. It will yes. eventually help you.
100%.
There's nothing bad about getting it out in the open. Nothing bad about it. And if you want somebody who legally is obligated to keep your secrets, a therapist, which is why I go. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, it's someone to share my deepest, darkest secrets with.
Except our commercial break listeners.
Well, yeah, now that's commercial. I've cut down on the therapy because I have the commercial break. And what haven't I told you? I mean, honestly, what haven't you heard? Someone just said, I just caught your pooping in the shower conversation.
It's fantastic. This is why my mother-in-law
will
they never
know.
I yes. mean, I am going to put a shiny light over somewhere else.
Your next
like,
contract
over here.
Yeah, your next contract negotiation. I'm talking you down because I'm going to threaten to tell your mother-in-law about the commercial break. Because that's the kind of guy I am. All right, Chrissy.
Don't you guys talk about politics? No, we don't.
Someone asked me that
and
the other day.
You can't listen
too.
To it.
Yeah. Someone claimed to have listened to the show and they were like, I just don't want to listen to too much politics. And I'm like, well, then clearly you didn't right. listen to my show. I don't know which commercial break you were listening to, but it wasn't mine because that's a no-go zone. You want to know why? Because it's fucking boring. Everybody else talks about it. I don't have to also.
No, it's a break.
Yeah.
From
commercial break. Yes. It's a break from the regular bullshit. And mm-hmm. you're welcome, by the way. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speaking of therapy, I'm on a roll, and I know, listen, so many of you give us positive feedback about this, so I'm going to stop talking to the haters. I know you love Frankie B just as much as we mm-hmm. do, and so as fast as I can get those videos into the commercial break listening world, I'm going to, as they appear and as I find them to be funny and appropriate, and man, do we have a great follow-up video today on our last Frankie B. We kind of do Frankie B in spurts. We'll do like two episodes in a row. We'll put it away for a month, and then we'll do another two. We have another spurt. Here it is, a little spurt. Just like Frankie, I'm spurting. Pew, 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 pew. I'm spurting all over the place. And since we're going to spurt, I figured we'd spurt with Frankie B telling guys. Remember last time he was telling girls how to
their dating
date
profile.
On the dating apps? Mm-hmm. Now he wants to tell guys a little something.
Dating. What did he say? What do you call them?
The dating, I don't know, dating app profile. Pages, something like that.
Just for example,
oh, the dating app website.
Profiles.
That's what he called it. He called it the dating app website. He's like, when you're out there on the dating app websites, the dating app websites. We'll cut him a break on that one. But Frankie B on a roll, putting out a bunch of content. How could we miss out? We have to be a part of it. Here we're going to learn more about what Frankie thinks when it comes to guys setting up their dating profile. Chrissy, without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that TCBpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video. Plus, you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to TCBpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
And Frankie B is back with another video on dating. I can't believe it. It's like
I can't believe he's letting his hair go gray like that.
Maybe he's taking his own advice and just deciding that
act natural.
Yeah.
Except don't.
I don't
but
think.
Then act it.
Yeah.
But
act
then
it. Don't. He's in his 60s. Listen, having gray hair is not a bad thing.
No.
And the salt and pepper look is not bad on him.
No,
actually, it looks more age appropriate.
Yeah. It does.
Because the last couple of years, he's had like that, you know, hair.
Black.
Yeah.
Hair
that fucking. Hair for men or whatever they call it.
And dark tan.
Yeah, the just for men bullshit in his, whatever. Anyway, he's back, he's fresh, he's clean, he's looking good. He's got a little salt and pepper in his hair. Here's Frankie telling us more.
You're a guy in your 50s and 60s. Let's just say you were recently divorced or you recently ended a long-term relationship.
Like he has. Now,
just like me.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm both just divorced and recently dumped.
Oh, what do you do? Where do I find a woman? Oh, we're all confident when we end that relationship. You know, we're confident that the other one is just going to pop.
Who's confident after they end a relationship? I'm sorry. I've been dumped a few times and it don't feel good. And it's not my shining moment.
Or where you dump someone else either.
You end it. You always feel bad.
Yeah,
unless
I know.
You end it because you're with another woman. And then in that case, you feel good about yourself because you uncomplicated your life.
Right.
But if you've been going a while and that woman has not entered your life,
you have not entered that woman.
Those trends are going to stay. So what do you do about it? You hang out in a grocery store. You wait for that beautiful woman to walk up and.
What was that? What is going on in this studio today?
Was that another plane?
No, I don't know what that was.
It sounded like a plane.
Was that in the Frankie B video? All right, here, hold on one sec. I got to go back and see if this is actually Frankie putting a noise in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's crawl it back.
I don't think it would be him.
I don't think it would be him either, but I don't know where else it would come from unless literally someone has dialed into our board and all of a sudden we're getting airplane traffic.
Not entered your life. Chances are those trends are going to stay. So what do you do about it? You hang out in a grocery.
That is in the Frankie B video. Hmm. Frankie is now putting transition noises randomly in his videos.
Okay.
It's kind of like the early commercial break episodes.
You hang out in a grocery store. You wait for that beautiful woman to walk up and tap you on the shoulder.
That's exactly what I do.
Tap. Yeah,
tap, tap.
Tap, tap with two fingers.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Taylor Swift to tap me on the shoulder at the Publix.
At the grocery store.
I spend a lot of time at the Publix.
I mean, how many people do you know that got together at a grocery store?
I know people who have met each other at the grocery store. Well, and to be fair, I did date a woman who I met at the grocery store, but she did not tap me on the shoulder. I reached for the same ice cream thing as she did, and then we got to talking. Yeah. I only went on one date with her. It was terrible, and we never talked again.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like it's a creepy thing for a guy at the grocery store to pick up a girl.
Yeah, but he's talking about a girl picking up you at the grocery store.
I know.
I think the odds of that are pretty slim.
Yeah.
And anybody who's watching this video, I think the odds
He'd be picking out his tuna.
Yeah.
And his avocados.
Is that tuna avocado fish egg dish you're making there? It's nice to meet you, Frankie B. You want my shoulder to tap? It's the Bachelorette Publix.
Hey, God, you're a good-looking guy. Come on. That's not reality. Reality is it's not going to happen. So where do we meet women? All right. Easily put.
What in the world is he doing?
It's
I think
flying.
You know
sounds.
What I think he was? They're called transition noises. We have them in the show. You know what I think he's doing? I think he's trying to get YouTube to pick up on chapters by putting transition noises. But I don't think that's how you do it, Frankie.
It's the dating sites. But we all hate being on dating sites. Not only will you hate it, but the women who are on looking for men, they hate it too. Everyone hates it, but we're all on.
1.5 billion people hate the dating sites. Right. It's a known fact.
I think some people may like them.
I took an independent poll at the local Johnny's Hideaway. And what I found was 6 out of 7 of the women I talked to did not want to talk back. But the one that did respond said she hated the dating websites. Everybody hates the dating websites. It's hard to get laid on the dating website. No, it's not, Frankie. No, it's not.
It's not.
There. In today's video, I want to give the mature men in their 50s and 60s, tips on how you can attract a woman on the dating site. So if you're ready, let's get into the video.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay, here comes
go.
The real transition noises, which is Frankie's intro. Rocket. Oh, yeah. Lifestyle.
Oh, he's got his cigars.
Fashion.
Golf.
Fitness.
Boom.
Hot women.
Yep.
Grooming.
Yeah, he's serious. Oh,
parachutes.
Wait, did he add parasailing?
Yeah,
there?
He added parasailing in there. It's probably not him, but you know. This is such a random intro. It really is. By the way, he talks about nothing else except for dating. That's it. Well, I mean, that's not true. He had a couple grooming videos, a couple food videos. I largely ignore the ones where he's in the
Salon
gym.
Salon sui.
That's a business opportunity. Yeah. Yes.
The first.
Oh, by the way, while we're on the salon suites, Tina, one of our producers here, actually got her nails done at a place called the Salon Suite.
Thing and the single most important thing you need to do when getting on a dating site, it's entering the right picture for your profile picture. That's your number one picture. That's the picture.
What's he going to say now?
The picture. Yeah.
The picture.
You know, the guy out there throwing the baseballs toward the catcher? He's the pitcher. And what you need is a great pitcher for your dating website. For the dating website. I love that he's calling it a website.
Uh-huh.
It's not a website. I mean, some of them are, but the most of them aren't.
All the women are going to be scanning through. And let me tell you about the attention span of the average woman. Well, we all know what that is. But the average...
What? What is it?
I dare.
We all know what that is.
It's better than men.
Yes,
that's what it is. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. It's scientifically proven. Women handle multitasking better than men.
Oh my God.
He's such a douche.
He
is so chauvinistic.
Let me adjust the always falling TV in our studio.
Attention span of a woman when they're scrolling through the sites, okay? They're just that quick.
When he makes a so what you don't see if you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, but what you don't see is that when he's pretending that he's like making this motion like he's pretending like he's on an application,
it's
Tinder,
like he's
counting
it rain.
Money. Yeah, he looks like he's counting money. When you swipe to the right, like I do, and like I was taught, by my ex-girlfriend. When you swipe to the right, you do it with a $100 bill every time. Mm-hmm. And then you let whoever's to the right of you take that $100 bill, which was usually my ex-girlfriend. And when I ran out of $100 bills, she dumped me.
Right? I'm that quick when I'm on the site. I know in a split second if I'm attracted to that woman because we all know the look that we're looking for. So women are the same, okay? They don't like it.
Not 25. Not a model.
We don't see, yeah, we don't
not
see
big
cleavage.
Tits. Yeah, we don't see cleavage. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm not, I know exactly what
girl
I'm looking for.
Girl in a ponytail, boom.
That's
out.
Right. When I take my Viagra and I get a little half chubby, that's when I know I'm in. Half chubbies.
Oh, you're gone. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Gone. So, whatever.
You're gone. God, you're gone. You're gone. You're out. You're out. You're out. Jeez. You're 19 years old. You're in. You're in. You're out, you old hag. No tits. You're out. I don't know. You're out just because. 18, you're in.
Whatever you do, that profile picture has to be your absolute best photo to grab their attention and to get them to scroll down, look at more pictures, and read your profile.
More
Let's
pictures.
Talk about what picture.
More pictures.
More pictures.
Pictures. There's that transition noise again, randomly in his videos. What is going on?
Yeah.
Do you want to know something? New. Let me listen to that transition sound one more time. I am suspecting something, and let me turn it on and we'll see.
Read your profile. So let's talk about...
Do you know whose transition noise that is?
Ours.
That's ours. That's our transition noise. Well, to be fair, so far in the video, he's used three separate transition noises, but that one is ours. That's the one I created for us. Hmm. Now, this transition noise is out there for sale on a website, so very well that he could have gone... Why does he have three different ones? What is going on? Frankie, call me. We can, like, I can help you sharpen up this channel a little bit.
What picture is going to get attention? What should you post?
Well, a picture with a 2.4 ERA or lower.
I'm going to tell you what you absolutely should not post. Now, I don't care if you're a fisherman or an avid hunter. Whatever you do, guys, don't.
Do not post a picture of you fucking the fish. I learned the hard way.
Or the dead deer.
Or the dead deer. That's right, Chrissy. Those horns get everywhere. I'm telling you what. Try and take a horn out of your nutsack. That's a big deal.
We have that profile picture of yourself and this giant suckerfish, okay? No one cares about that. If you're an avid hunter.
Wait, he said this in the last video.
He's saying this. He's repeating the same thing he said with the girls.
Right.
Yes.
But he just...
He's just making it for men.
All right.
We'll go through it again. Why not? This video is twice as long as the one on women. So there's bound to be some new information, or probably not.
Nuggets.
Don't hit this dead deer that you're holding up by the antlers with a smile. Again, women don't want to see that. Unless you live way up north in Wisconsin, those women tend to like that stuff.
Way up north. Near the Arctic Circle.
He's from
of
Chicago.
Wisconsin.
That's not that far.
No, it's an hour drive. What is he talking about? Way up north in Wisconsin. I mean, listen, the UP is up there. It's out there, right? That's in Michigan, I think, actually. But, you know, it's up there. Like, the northern Wisconsin is north. But there still is an entire country above that and then more land above that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not way up north. It's way up north. It's just up north.
But if you're a guy in Chicago, New York, L.A., Arizona, Florida, women want nothing to do with a guy that's holding up a fish.
All the hot spots. L.A., New York, Chicago.
Arizona.
He said L.A., New York, Chicago, Florida, or Arizona. A couple cities, couple states, you know.
Because they think
Atlanta?
That that's...
in there.
It's in the South.
Frankie.
Yeah, it's in the South. He has never been to Atlanta. I can almost guarantee you.
All they want to do is hunt and fish.
Haunt and fish?
Haunt.
Haunt. Mm-hmm. They want to haunt people?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've been on a few Tinder dates. He's right. It did haunt me.
Just remember this.
When I had to take that girl out of the tree.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one.
That was a haunting.
Yes, it was.
What you post is what you're going to attract. So if you're trying to attract...
So if you post... He said blowfish because, you know, blowfish are something you typically catch in the ocean. If you catch a blowfish, you're going to get a blow job.
A seer fish or something.
I thought he said a blowfish.
No, he said seer fish.
Well, either way, if I post a deer, I'm not going to attract a deer, Frankie. It's not going to happen. And if you post a deer, a dead deer, you're looking for a certain kind of person.
Exactly. And that actually narrows things down.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would think it would be more of an attraction.
Yeah. I know.
Like, get the riffraff out of there. I like to hunt, and this is my deer I caught. Then
that's
someone
right.
would be attracted to that right away and know what they're up against.
If you can't deal with me leaving at 2:30 in the morning during deer season and spending the afternoon in the deer stand,
yep.
then don't swipe right.
Yep.
An attractive woman, you need to play the part. My suggestion on what you should wear for that profile picture is get some nice slacks, maybe black, white shirt, or a nice colored shirt, solid, and an overcoat.
Black, white, or colored?
Black, white, or colored. Grayed or polka dot. Pinstriped or navy stripes.
Get a nice shirt.
Get a nice
black,
shirt.
White, colored.
Colored. Get some slacks. Shorts, slacks, tights, leggings, and then put on a coat, overcoat, rain jacket,
tennis
slicker,
shoes,
tennis
sandals.
Shoes, sandals, Doc Martens, smelly Doc Martens. Basically get some clothes on. That's what I need you to do. He's dressing us.
Why I like that picture, and you want to know why women like that picture? Because women are attractive.
Wow!
Why is he doing that?
I don't know, and it's terribly edited. It terrible.
To a well-dressed man. Everybody's attracted to a well-dressed man.
So everybody's talking about a well-dressed man.
As ZZ Top said.
Yeah, as ZZ Top said. Everybody's attracted to a
well-dressed.
Everybody swipes right on a well-dressed man. She's got a neck. They're kind of old with bruises. She's got tits. But they're sagging from so many uses. I really need her. Oh, before she falls dead. Oh, Frankie. Frankie,
easy.
You complete me.
Can't go wrong if you post a picture of yourself wearing what I told you. Now, I understand you might be comfortable in a t-shirt, a flannel shirt with khakis. But even if that's not you and you don't like wearing slacks and an overcoat, I think you need to do that to attract the person.
Slacks and an overcoat? What are you doing?
I think of overcoat.
I know you,
I'm
Jack
thinking,
the Ripper.
I'm thinking of a flasher.
Me too. Or like a suicide bomber or something. Like, I don't think of swiping right on someone's picture with an overcoat. Who are you, the local peeping Tom? Look at my penis. Charlie bit me in the penis.
That you're looking for. You'll have far.
Oops, sorry about that.
Sure, throw it out. Or better yet, maybe you can wear it on your first date.
Whoa, doing laughing things now.
Chrissy Hoadley.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Bernardo. You're stealing our show. You think because we're sending people your way, if you start making it sound like us, they're going to stick around. Be careful. Don't bite the hand that feeds, Frankie. He actually put a laugh track in there. I did not do that, for the record. That was not me.
No.
That was something I would do, but it wasn't me.
You're fast-forwarding.
No, am I fast-forwarding?
Yeah,
I thought I was rewinding. I wanted to hear that again. Yeah.
Even if that's not you, and you don't like wearing slacks and an overcoat, I think you need to do that to attract the person that you're looking for. You'll have far better...
Look at my penis. It's my penis.
Look, you open up your overcoat.
How about my penis?
I got some slacks.
Yeah.
Got some slacks ready for
I'm
you.
I'm Brian, and this is
Snug
my penis.
Slacks.
Oh.
Better luck. And then after the picture, throw it out. Or better yet, maybe you can wear it on your first dates. All right, so we nail down that.
Motherfucker. you motherfucker. I swear to God, I'm pissed. I'm pissed. Now I know for sure he's listening to our show without any doubt. Without any doubt.
Profile picture, well dressed.
It's happening. Frankie B and the commercial break are melding into one.
Yes. Yep.
Smile. Remember, the attention span of the average woman on these dating sites, guys, is bam, 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 bam. When they come across a sharp-dressed guy, boom, you got their attention. All right, so we got that figured out.
Now.
All right, we're done. Let's go. Move on. Whip out your penis and call it a day. Let's go.
What do we do for the rest of our profile? What's the next picture that we post, or what are the next several pictures that we post? Well, I feel you need to start getting into your lifestyle, what you're about, how you live. What do you like to do?
I like to put up a picture of a crack pipe, and some protein powder.
Put a couple needles in my face.
Yeah, put some barbed wire in my cheeks.
Eat a piece of toast with tuna on it.
Toast, a tuna egg or two before you. You don't want to forget the tuna egg picture.
If you do, show yourself on vacation. Do you like the beach? I love the beach. Show yourself on the beach. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. The women in the age bracket.
He's going to tell us something right now.
We're trying to attract, you know, we're all getting older. And what do we want to do when we get older? We want to travel more, more, more. So that's going to catch the eye of the woman that you're seeking, because they want to travel. They're going to see you traveling. They're going to see you on the beach.
What are you on, mountain monsters now?
They're going to think you're an independently wealthy man. Look at that man. Look at that man wearing an overcoat at the beach.
Look over there at that man with the overcoat on the beach.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
I was always looking for a flasher who enjoys warm weather. I like my peeping toms with on the beach. I like a cold margarita, a lime in my drink, a lime in the coconut. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And a man in an overcoat scaring the children away.
Men love the beach. When they see that photo, okay, now they're starting to get a little bit more into you. Now we're going to get them to start reading some of your profile. So it all starts with that first great picture, and then boom. Now
the first grade picture? Or the first great picture?
Great picture.
Okay, just check.
Of you in an overcoat.
Yeah, you in an overcoat.
And then you go boom into a beach picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that'll get the ladies to read your profile.
Then the egg tuna. That's right.
Style picture in. You see how you're starting to engage that woman? All right, what's next? This is what you need to do. And this is a big red flag for me when I'm looking at women on their dating sites. Guys, don't post pictures of yourself from here up only. If you've got all...
If you're fat, show them. It's so, so wrong. Everything about this line of thinking is wrong.
No, I know.
I mean, I get it. You don't want any surprises when you show up on the first date. I understand. You shouldn't be dishonest and tell someone you weigh 120 pounds when you weigh 220 pounds. I get it. Totally. But that doesn't mean that you have to show unflattering pictures just so that you know, so that you look ugly. I mean, that's ridiculous. That defeats the whole premise of someplace like Tinder.
7 pictures from here up, there's a reason why you're doing that. You don't want to show your body. And that's a huge red flag for me when I'm looking at
women. Obviously, because Frankie, look at my body.
That's right. You're so vain. You're just looking for some skinny young
just
twink.
Body.
Yeah.
Their sites, if they only got pictures from here up,
in fact,
why?
I think he's advocating just going neck down.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
If you show
about the face.
If you show your head.
Just go full neck down.
If you show your head in the first 3 pictures, then you can
tits,
just show your body
ass,
in the next.
Legs. That's what you need to do.
Show your head in the first 3. Show your body in the last 3. Make sure you got some cleavage, because I want to see what your tits look like.
Let me show you something. And this just actually came in.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this. Let's press pause before he starts to show us something. And we'll get into it on the next episode of The Commercial Break. I promise. So far, we've learned nothing.
No.
No. It's all very common sense. Put your best picture there. I say put the dead deer or the dead fish. That way we can weed you out.
Exactly. And I would say, and I would go against the overcoat and slacks.
You know what? I'm going to take this a step further. Show a picture of who you voted for last year, last election cycle, or who you're going to vote for in the next election cycle. And then we can really just start to weed each other out.
Yeah, weed it out.
We're already separated in society by who we vote for anyway. Might as well just get it over with, Chrissy. Mm-hmm, yep. That's what I say. If we're going to go down that line of thinking.
Show yourself with like a political, you know, poster in one hand and the religious symbol in the other.
That's right.
Just go for
it. And then also show your tits.
And then with your tits. In an American flag bikini.
You know what I say? On your tits, I want you to draw on your left tit. Like, if you lean right, draw it on your right tit. If you lean left, draw it on your left tit. And in your nipple, tell us which religion you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Free the nipple.
Free the nipples.
All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. Watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all from one location also. And so many stickers we're sending out lately. You don't want to miss out. 21 EPM stickers are free. They're yours. Go to the website. Hit the contact us button. Tell us you want a sticker. Send us your physical address. A lot of people have been asking us to sign them. Happy to do it. Just make sure you drop that note when you send in. And Astrid or one of the members here at TCB will get back to you soon and they'll send it out really quick. If you want to talk
Astrid
to us.
Astrid or Matthias.
Yeah, Astrid or Matthias, that's right. Matthias is sending out the 21 EPM stickers. If you want to talk to us directly, we'd love to hear your comments, questions, content ideas. We're taking them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. It's toll-free from anywhere in the world. You can text us and we'll pick up the charges. No problem. On our dime. Free stickers, free text messages. What the fuck more do you want? We're doing everything we can. 3 episodes a week. You own our lives. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please go like and subscribe on
Please
your favorite
go there.
Videos. Please go there. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do today.
I think so.
So I'll say I love you.
And I love you.
And I'll say best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.